And humid again with a high in the low 90s, a sun and cloud mix with scattered afternoon and evening storms roaming around. Sounds routine, right? Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms increase, becoming numerous by afternoon as a front moves through the state. Then storms ending later Tuesday evening, turning cooler, low 66. Wednesday, lots of sun, less humid. A rare but brief summer break with a high around 88. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. 2019 has been the deadliest year for boating accidents in Alabama in two decades. 25 people have died so far this year. In July alone, 12 crashes have resulted in six deaths. Aaliyah's Marine Patrol says they can't pinpoint the cause of this year's drastic increase. A prison search dog was injured after finding synthetic marijuana during a dorm sweep. The dog named Jake became unresponsive after finding a powdery substance that turned out to be synthetic marijuana. He was taken to Auburn University for treatment and is expected to make a full recovery. And happening today, the Montgomery County School Board will have a special called meeting. Board members will get an update on the school system's accreditation from Advanced Ed. We will have updates on this story throughout the day. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
President Trump back to his relentless attacks against four minority congresswomen. This time tweeting, "I don't believe the four congresswomen are capable of loving our country."
Iran releasing new video of the moment it seized a British flag tanker. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard giving orders to the crew just before boarding the ship.
Mounting pressure for Puerto Rico's embattled governor Ricardo Rossellon to step down as tens of thousands continue to take their outrage to the streets.
The U.S. military is condemning Venezuela after a dangerously close encounter in the skies over the Caribbean.
The president of Marvel Studios, Kevin Feige, saying, "Thanks to you, Avengers Endgame is the biggest film of all time." The movie smashing the ultimate box office record to date.
Sandwiches and salads sold at both Fresh Market and Target, two very popular stores, now being recalled nationwide because they may be contaminated with listeria.
It was a big weekend at the box office with The Lion King breaking a record for the biggest July opening ever with $192 million.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Starting your week out right. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? Oh, I'm so glad you asked. $60 worth of goodies from Sweet Creek Farm Market. If you haven't been there, I highly, highly recommend that you head down there and give them a try. There are just so many good things down there. Their watermelons are great. Their Cuban sandwiches are great. Their peppers are great. Their Silver King corn is to die for. They've got peaches, tomatoes, all sorts of goodies. So go by and see them, Sweet Creek Farm Market. Karen and Reed Ingram, tell them you're a Dan Mars Show listener. Okay, Morning Joe Sickness again. Just totally off the rails. Just trying to make something, trying to create a problem here is basically what he's doing. But I can't stop. Let's continue. I do this for you guys. I listen to these guys every day. I can't listen to the entire show. Nausea starts developing about 45 minutes to an hour into it. But it is painful to watch this. Let's listen in.
Joe, I think I read that piece, and I think he was right on point. In some ways, he's pointing us to the fact that the problem isn't just Donald Trump. The problem involves at least those who are silent, who are complicit in their silence, those who are complacent in their criticism. That there are a host of factors that allow for this moment that we are in. It's not only the bombast and the demagoguery and the racism of Donald Trump. It's also the ways in which the Republican Party, the ways in which the political process, whether it's consultants or the Democratic Party, the way in which we're managing it and responding or not responding to what's happening. Donald Trump wants to have this fight, and it seems to me that we ought to have it. We have to finally, Joe, and I've been saying this over and over again, we have to finally rid ourselves of this undertow, right, of this undercurrent in our politics. And Donald Trump has, in some ways, given us an opportunity, but we're tiptoeing, some of us at least. We need to attack it.
Yes.
And then, I think this is really important, Donald Trump and Stephen Miller on the Sunday shows yesterday, they ran out this line, that the racists are those who are calling people racist.
Listen to this.
That we're using the label to beat people over their head. And this is a kind of echo of George Wallace's old formulation, the bigots are those who are calling people bigots. Right? They're trying to police how we respond to what they're doing. He wants to have this fight, Joe. We need to have it. We need to have it once and for all.
So he invoked George Wallace into this, saying that George Wallace called him being a bigot, called other people bigots. Now, I'm pretty familiar with that era. I don't remember that at all. I don't remember. I remember him calling the pointed head liberals out there and the criticizing the press. I do remember that and how they depicted things in Alabama. I remember that. I don't remember him calling anybody in the East bigots. Okay, so final part here, and this is going to be Mika and others weighing in. And we're talking about the tweet and the statement of OAC.
And you know, Mika, it didn't work. Didn't work on Fox News. Chris Wallace actually said to Stephen Miller, the president is fanning the flames of racism.
Yeah, we'll get to Stephen Miller in just a moment. Mm-hmm. But let's take a look at this. President Trump is accusing four Democratic House members of having hate for the United States. But he's making false claims in an attempt to back up that allegation, including this reference to Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota.
They can't talk about evil Jews, which is what they say, evil Jews.
Yet Omar never said evil Jews.
Never said evil Jews.
And those are the words tweeted by RNC spokeswoman Elizabeth Harrington, who highlighted an Omar tweet during the deadly 2012 conflict between Israel and Gaza, in which Omar called the violence, quote, the evil doings of Israel. Omar has since deleted that tweet and others that were condemned for their rhetoric.
Incredible. So see how they parse that? So, no, he didn't say those. She didn't say those exact words. She said, "Evil Israel." So, when you call Israel evil, what? Who makes up the majority of the people in Israel? Jews.
Jews. Yeah.
But if you do a Star of David, then now you're attacking Jews. But if you say Israel, evil Israel, you're not. This is unbelievable. Let me go to the AOC and another statement that she made talking about 10% from garbage. You remember say the Morning Joe yesterday or Friday said, no, she never said that. Mm-hmm. The media said she never said that. Mm-hmm. She never called the United States garbage. Listen to this and you tell me what you think.
We've strayed so far away from what has really made us powerful and just and good and equitable and productive. And so I think all of these things sound radical compared to where we are, but where we are is not a good thing. And this idea of like 10% better from garbage is shouldn't be what we settle for.
Where we are is not in a good place. And if you're 10% better with garbage, then you're not that much better. And when she's saying where we are, she's talking about the United States of America. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Let's go to Doug. Doug, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Dan, I want to talk to you about a poll that I think is never going to happen, but I want your opinion.
Sure.
Of likely voters, in your opinion, of likely voters, what percentage of them are buying this garbage that you just made me just so painfully listen to?
I know. I apologize for that.
No, I'm glad you do it. Do it for us because you have to listen to all of it. You just give us the best of the worst.
Yeah, there you go. I tell you what, in the polling that we're looking at, the polling is mainly registered voters. Some of it's just people. And that isn't
right.
That's not accurate because the general public is getting most of their information from an ABC, NBC, and CBS venue. And you listen, that's why I'm doing this. Listen to the way they present things. They present everything is starting the argument out. Donald Trump is a racist because that's what they're trying to embed. I think the people that go out and vote aren't going to see it that way as much as the general public is.
They're selling it, but I don't know how good of a job they're selling it. I just hope that there's not enough people buying it.
Well, they're trying to activate a class of people, and that's why they're constantly using homophobic, xenophobic, you know, racist kind of comments. They're trying to activate that group of people.
Okay. Real quick, I know you're probably up against a hard break. This is the way I was raised. I remember that the fight at the high school in Atmore, Alabama, probably in about 73 or 74, when they were forced to allow the blacks to integrate the school. And it was going to be on the NBC Nightly News. And my father made us watch it. And he said, we need to be ashamed. He said, now let me tell you, this is the entire family sat us all down, mom, dad, and three children. He said, y'all listen to me. Y'all listen to Daddy's definition of racism. It's one person or a group of people that think they are above another group of people. We're all children of God. We're equal. We're just different colors. And that's the way, that's been my belief. And I do not in any way think I'm any better than any other human being that God has created.
That's a good definition.
Not in the biblical sense. I may be smarter, I may be dumber, I may be older, I may be uglier.
Not necessarily in that order.
No, sir. Enjoying the show, Dan. Y'all, thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, Doug. I appreciate your good comment. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good day, sir. How are you?
I am great. Did you have a good weekend?
I had a great weekend.
Good.
A little bit of rain. That was good. Everything was fine. These four congresswomen, so-called, everybody been talking about.
Yep.
I haven't heard it said. How old are these ladies?
Well, what's AOC is 26.
29. She's a year younger than I am.
And she was born here in the U.S.?
Yeah, all of them, except for Omar, were born in the U.S.
And they're 26, 27.
No.
29. One of the youngest ones.
The youngest
is 29.
I'm not sure how Presley and...
they all look in their 30s.
Look in their 30s.
Okay. And you have to look and think, how do they grow up as kids? You know, what kind of upbringing do they have? You know, were their parents true Americans, patriots, that loved this country?
No,
apparently not.
Yeah, the only one that I know of that did not come from an immigrant family is Presley, but I'm not sure what her status is.
Well, you have to look at that. You know, how was their upbringing? You know, and what were they taught as kids? You know, where did they go to school? What kind of education did they get? I don't know. That's just something you got to look at. I don't think it's too good. And I agree with you. Why do the Dems turn the truth upside down, inside out?
Because they're trying to get a statement to work for them.
I don't think it's going to work.
Well, we'll know in the fullness of time, as they say.
Yes, sir. I think I heard that before.
Somebody. I have, too.
So I don't know who that was, but I heard someone.
Clint,
all right, sir. You have a great day, and thank you for taking my call, sir.
Thank you for calling. Newstalk 93.1. We'll be back with Liz Cheney putting it to him, Margaret Brennan, and Face the Nation. You're going to like this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. We're going to get it. Home Depot, Lowe's, huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing costs a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you got to be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey,
to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Monday. Before we get into this, Liz Cheney, which I tell you is great. She really calls it out. Stephen Miller was really good. Didn't get a chance to cut him, but he got in there with Chris Wallace. Let's go to Cooper. Cooper, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey Dan, how are you doing?
I'm great, Cooper. How have you been?
Doing great. Two quick things. I'm going to have to quit watching network television for my health.
Oh,
my blood pressure is just getting too bad. I don't know if you noticed it or if anybody's mentioned it or not, but about a week ago, that when Epstein had been denied bail, yeah, they had a little blurb on NBC about him being denied the bail, and they had to run a clip of him, you know, quote, partying at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, which was basically
20-something years ago.
Yeah, 20-plus years ago, exactly. Actually, it's 27 years ago.
But no pictures of him partying with Bill Clinton or anybody like that.
No, of course not.
Anyway, I couldn't keep my mouth shut. I said something, and my wife said, "You just need to quit watching this. You're going to get so upset." I said, "Well, you're right. I'm going to quit watching." That was one thing. The other thing, you just had an ad for CTE. Is that correct? The lawnmower folks?
We didn't hear that.
On Perry Hill Road.
Yeah, well, I didn't hear that. I was downstairs.
Oh, okay. Well, he's one of your advertisers.
Okay.
And I just tell a real quick story about something that happened that I highly recommend. I had to take my pressure washer in to get a valve replaced. And they replaced it fine. It was, you know, I don't know, $100-something. And I took it home and started pressure washing. And after doing that for about 15 minutes, a couple of bolts fell out. So I took it all back over there to them. They said, it's fine, we'll take care of it. I went to pick it up, and they said, no charge. I said, well, fine, because I figured all they were doing was putting the bolts back in. Well, I started looking at the bill or the invoice. They had put a whole new pump, like a $200-something pump. They had put that on there and didn't charge me a thing for it.
Wow.
So, and didn't even say anything to me about it. I would never have known it, I don't guess, until I just happened to glance at the invoice. But, next time I'm in the market for anything, you know, working on the lawn or anything like that, I'm definitely going back to those guys.
Bruce Holding is a really nice guy. I've known him for a lot of years.
Yeah, I mean, like, I was shocked because things like that don't happen.
Well, the Holding family is a really good people. I know Bruce and I know his sister real well.
Hey, enjoy the show, Dan.
Thanks, Cooper. Appreciate you. Appreciate the kind words for CTE. Okay, Liz Cheney was on with Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation. And, well, I'm not even going to set this up. I'm just going to play the first clip for you. Get ready, guys.
You heard the vice president say, next time the president might say something. Why doesn't the president, as a matter of principle, say unequivocally that non-white Americans are just as American as anyone else? Why doesn't he put this to rest?
Well, I think you've heard him say that the chant was inappropriate. We've all said the chant was inappropriate. I think the news media,
patriotic, very patriotic.
I think the news media really wants to make this about race. You just did it. This isn't about race. It's not about gender. It's not about religion. These members of the House of Representatives, more, it's not just these four. It's also some of the candidates who are running for president on the Democratic side, mm-hmm, fundamentally believe in policies that are dangerous for this nation. And as Republicans, we are going to fight against those, even if the mainstream media accuses us of racism when we do that. This is about their support for social...
It
is absolutely wrong. It should not have happened. We've all said it shouldn't have happened. I would really like to see the media as focused... I would like to see the media as focused on the substance of what this wing of the Democratic Party is advocating. advocating, because that is really dangerous for our country.
But you understand socialism, the president tweeted about this morning,
The president is continuing this conversation. The president this morning, before we came on air, talked about the extent to which they love this nation. And I think that if you go back and you look at many of the things they've said, you saw the vice president say some of that this morning as well, talking about the nation as garbage, for example. But I would reiterate, this election and these issues that we're talking about are fundamental to the future of this country. When you have members of Congress who are as anti-Semitic as Ilhan Omar has been, when you have members of Congress who are advocating the complete elimination of the use of all fossil fuels, all air travel, the elimination of private insurance, the imposition of socialism on this country, we're not going to stand for that. We're not going to stand for policies that take freedom away from the American people. That's what this fight is about.
Ooh. Did you hear Margaret Burns? She almost said, oh, come on. Mm-hmm. She almost got that out. Liz Cheney, let me tell you what, I like the heck out of this lady. I like her a lot. She's one tough hombre. Who? I used a Donald Trump phrase that's racist. Okay, listen to her. She's going to spank Margaret Brennan again. Policy versus racism.
But what you're talking about, there are policy differences.
That's right.
Not what the president was tweeting about this morning.
Listen,
and when
I think
he
it's
said, I don't believe the four congresswomen are capable of loving our country. I know you disagree with their policies and politics. You just made that clear. But there have been death threats against Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. In April, there was an arrest because someone called her office and asked if she was a member of the Congress.
Are you going to let me answer your question?
I'm asking the question.
I got the question.
A bullet in
there
her skull.
This is a moment where we have to be very clear, and it's really important for us to focus on. And I know you guys don't want to. You don't want to focus on the fact that there are substantive differences. You also don't want to focus on the.
Let me ask you the question.
This is about.
But that's
policy,
what the president
and it is
talking
this
about.
Is,
he's
that
not
is
talking
not
about
true.
Policy.
The president every single day talks about policy. Every single day, this president talks about the tremendous economic growth that we have seen since he's been in office. The tremendous job growth. The tremendous
capable
decline
of loving
in unemployment.
Our country has nothing
Margaret,
to do with jobs.
You are making my point.
With that sentiment?
You are making my point for me right now. We are
you
focused
agreeing with the president
on,
or disagreeing with him? Because I'm not clear.
The president has absolutely said that they should not have chanted "Send her back." Our concern and our opposition to what these women are saying, and many other members of the Democratic Party in the House of Representatives, has to do with the fact that they are advocating policies that will destroy this nation, and we will fight against it. And I think the news media, you included, ought to cover the substance. And I think it is outrageous for you to say the president doesn't talk about substance. Every single day, you can look at the evidence. You can look at the fact that this nation is stronger than it has probably ever been. You can look at what the president's policies have done on economic growth. But you don't want to talk about that. So I do think that it would
be love to talk
you.
About that. And
you
the
have
president
every opportunity.
Has
every
about
single
that.
Day,
the president this morning tweeted that they don't love their country.
You've made that point.
Go Liz. Wait till you hear the wrap up here. Eric, hang on for me, buddy. Going to a break. Coming back to you right after this.
liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Fox News, I'm Del Walters. More protests in Puerto Rico. The island's governor saying he won't run but won't resign.
In a video message, Roseo says he made mistakes and he's apologized for them. This is in reference to a number of text messages leaked to the public showing Roseo and his aides making fun of hurricane victims and using derogatory language about political opponents.
Fox's Eben Brown, President Trump, critical of Puerto Rico's governor moments ago, also says he won't watch the testimony of Special Counsel Robert Mueller on Wednesday.
What they're doing is just hearing after hearing after hearing. It's nonsense, okay? They tried an impeachment vote and they got slaughtered. Last week. They got absolutely slaughtered. It was the most ridiculous. I didn't even know they were going to do it.
Democrats say the president has committed high crimes and misdemeanors. Mourners paying their respects to the late Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens, body being held in the Great Hall of the Supreme Court. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
We have an interesting weather week ahead as a rare summer front enters our state, hopefully bringing some nice relief. Today, hot and humid again with a high in the low 90s, a sun and cloud mix with scattered afternoon and evening storms roaming around. Sounds routine, right? Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms increase, becoming numerous by afternoon as a front moves through the state. Then storms ending later Tuesday evening, turning cooler, low 66. Wednesday, lots of sun, less humid. A rare but brief summer break with a high around 88. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two nine GGA. This is where we are. Wait till you hear how this ends with Liz Cheney. You're gonna like it. She calls him out. Let's go to Eric. Eric, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hola.
Hola, my friend.
Hola, my friend. How y'all doing?
Very good.
Very good.
Turn the, if the radio's on, turn it off for me.
Turn it off for me. I don't have a radio, boss. I only listen to y'all on the app.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm getting feedback off your phone.
Hang on, let me fix that. How about now?
Much better.
Okay. Bluetooth. Okay, that one lady sounded like somebody was dropping electrolytes in her Cheerios.
wait till you hear how she closes it out.
Oh, I can hardly wait. But I was just letting everybody know that their tax dollars are hard at work as you come over the River Bridge heading south on 31.
Yeah.
There's a state trooper there, so truckers beware.
Give us the location again.
It's 31 South. If you're coming out of Prattville, They're over the river bridge as you come into Montgomery.
Okay.
On 31.
Deal.
Y'all beware.
Save somebody some money.
Just drive the speed limit as it is, folks.
Well, speed limit, seat belts, you know. Don't be playing indie cars around the 18-wheelers, you know.
Right.
Stuff like that. Let me get on that sweet quick, Dan. I always forget.
Eric, you got it, buddy. Give me your month and day of birth.
128.
128. You got it?
Let me see how this lady likes the electrolytes. I want to hear the end of it.
You got it, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks. Okay. Now, listen to how she ends this thing with Margaret Brennan. And Margaret Brennan goes, oh, we're kind of running out. We're running out of time. And listen how Liz Cheney challenges her on that.
So the world is also watching this, though.
That's right.
Canada's prime minister said the comments made were hurtful, wrong, completely unacceptable. Germany's chancellor said these sentiments are in opposition to her impressions about the U.S., and she expressed solidarity, in her words, with the attacked women. The prime minister of the U.K. issued a statement condemning this, of New Zealand. These aren't members of the media. These are world leaders. Should Americans find the comments from the president acceptable?
Margaret, listen, I know you want to continue to talk about this as though it had to do with race. I know you want to continue to talk about it.
You
as
think
though it
all
had,
those world leaders
Margaret, I just let you. I just
everything?
Let you go. Look, I don't think the American people are going to look to foreign leaders to tell us who should lead the nation. They're not going to look to foreign leaders to tell us whether or not we should be a socialist country. Thank goodness we won't do that. We depend upon those people who are elected. And I think that when you see the Democratic members of Congress standing up and saying that they want to, you know, that we have concentration mm-hmm. camps on our borders, that they want to provide free health care for illegal immigrants, that they want to end sure. private health insurance, that they want to impose socialism on this country, they need to defend those policy positions, and we are going to take every opportunity to make sure the American people, who are the ones that are going to make this choice come mm-hmm. November 2020, recognize the fundamental choice that we're all facing.
I want to get to you on Iran, but I just do want to point out that there are two black elected Republicans who said that this was racially insensitive.
Margaret,
and another Republican, Mark Walker, said it was painful. That's not the media.
Excuse me, but
on Iran.
Listen, you just continue to sort of put these little points out there and then move on. And every time you do it, you are making the point I'm making. As Republicans, we are focused on substance, we're focused on policy, and we will continue to do that no matter what the mainstream media attempts to do.
All right. Unfortunately, now we don't have time to talk about Iran. But
well,
thank
you should
very
have asked
much.
About Iran sooner, because that's a policy issue.
I would love to. If the president tweets about it, we certainly will, because I know you
he
have
He has tweeted about Iran, actually.
About
he's tweeted about Iran quite a bit. It would be good to cover all the president's
I would love
tweets.
To. Great. Thank you very much. We have to go now.
Bitch.
That was feisty, all right.
That was great. I tell you, I was cheering when I saw that. I was cheering. I was going, go, Liz, go, girl. You got a little bit of your dad in you there. And your mom.
Yeah, this just the whole last, I guess this is now going on more than a week, the news cycle. Since Trump tweeted, you know, Sunday, last Monday, it's just been strange to me. And I'm saying strange from a political strategy standpoint. I suppose part of the idea is to define the Democratic Party by their most radical elements. I get that. But it's sort of just I'm trying to think of the Trump's calling all the folks Channing, Cinderback, patriots. It's, I think, him sticking by his folks. There's almost seems to be this deal of, I want you to call all my supporters deplorable racists once more. Say it again. Call them all racists. Because I think there are a lot of people that initial tweet, I saw it and went, no, what the hell is that? But ever since the cycle sort of played out, I think what's going to happen is it's a wash. Everybody that's already on the left is going to think what they thought before. Everybody on the right's being reinforced in what they thought all along about the media. And
yeah, but the group in the middle that's watching this mm-hmm. is going to go in like, okay, media, you're going way too far over here.
Right.
And I think Liz Cheney just made that point. I think Stephen Miller made that point with Chris Wallace even. And, boy, you listen to, I didn't even cut it, but Jerry Nadler, and you listen to Adam Schiff and the crap that they said this weekend is unbelievable. I mean, it's a full-out assault on Donald Trump, and not one admitting anything that Donald Trump has done well. Nothing. And I think a group within the public is looking at that going, you guys are really, you just really hate this guy. You don't, mm-hmm. you're not in this for substance. You just hate this guy. So Dan Bongino's going to weigh in here. He was good this morning.
Mm.
Dan's had some good shows here, by the way. Mueller and Strzok and Page in the IG report.
It's going to be a big week on Capitol Hill on Wednesday. Robert Mueller is going to be testifying. Democrats are salivating. But then at the same time, Republicans are thinking, hey, this is finally our chance to ask him, hey, when did you realize that the lovebirds, your FBI lovebirds on the team, hated Donald Trump so much?
Steve, this is a golden opportunity, this hearing. I mean, I don't know why some Republicans have spoken out against it. For Republicans to finally get to the bottom of what Bob Mueller was doing, you just hit on one of the high points here, which is in July of 2017, right? Mueller's appointed in May of 2017, so we'll keep the timeline in track. So just a few months after Mueller's appointed, the Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, approaches him with this bevy of text messages from these two FBI officials, Lisa Page and Strzok, who are having an affair, and these messages are devastating. They don't like Trump. They don't like his supporters. They're talking about OCONUS lures and other things. So it's clear to me by just a few months into his investigation, by July of 2017, that Mueller knows something's up. What is he doing for the following 675 days? And why do they stealth fire Peter Strzok? Why not make an announcement and say you had an issue? Well, the answer is because he wanted to hide it and keep this thing going to obstruct the Trump administration.
I thought it was an interesting viewpoint of that. So Dan Bongino is, it's not about the report. It's not about what's in the report. It's what's not in the report. Listen to Dan Bongino.
Do you think you can learn anything by looking back at his other 88 appearances about how Mueller's going to testify?
Yeah, I think you can. I mean, it's clear he's going to take the Joe Friday approach here, or he's going to try. And this is where I would caution Republicans involved. I mean, I've spent 2 years of my life looking into this as deeply as you can. I got two books, another one coming out on this too. You can't let Mueller off the hook, and you can't let him give you one word in it. You have to give him open-ended, not closed-ended questions. This is not the time for yes or no, Bob Mueller. No. I want an explanation. Republicans should as well. Why his opinion, I can't even call it the Mueller report because it's an op-ed. It's a 400-piece op-ed designed to attack Donald Trump. Why he left out such key pieces of information? If I may, one quick thing on this. You know, they say all the time, the Democrats go, well, you need to read the report. Okay, I did. Multiple times. It's not what's in the report. It's what's not in the report and why Mueller chose to leave out key pieces of information indicating that the Trump team did nothing wrong.
Leaving out key information with the Trump team did nothing wrong. And I think Collins and some other people, I didn't get a chance to also cut. There was a lot of good interviews on this weekend. I had to wade through all the racist stuff first. Okay, so Dan Bongino is going to be talking about on the Dems in collusion here.
Democrats think that this is going to prove that the president is guilty. Here's Congressman Jerry Nadler and Congressman Adam Schiff. Listen to this.
The report presents very substantial evidence that the president is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors, and we have to present let Mueller present those facts to the American people, and then see where we go from there.
It's a pretty damning set of facts that involve a presidential campaign in a close race, welcoming help from a hostile foreign power, not reporting it, but eagerly embracing it, building it into their campaign strategy, lying about it to cover up, then obstructing an investigation into foreign interference, again to try to cover up. Who better to bring them to life than the man who did the investigation himself?
Dan, when you read the report, did you think the president was guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors?
No, and with Schiff, and I'm really sorry, America, that you have to listen to these two people because they really are a disgrace to the Congress. It's not that, it's what they know what they're doing here. Here's the confusion. I was a federal agent and a cop. They are intentionally confusing you, and note what he did. Schiff says, well, there's a set of facts that indicate obstruction. People thinking, let me give you a quick analogy, right? Ainsley, if you crossed yesterday as you were going to get lunch after the show, if you passed by a bank, and I wrote a report indicating you robbed the bank, we all know you'd never rob a bank, but it says, well, Ainsley Earle was in front of the bank. We have her on video at this time, right when the bank was robbed. That's a fact. That would appear to indicate you robbed the bank until we find out later they have video of the actual bank robber and it wasn't you. That's what Mueller does in his report. He leaves a set of facts. Oh, Trump crossed paths with a Russian. Jeff Sessions may have met a Russian at this point. This guy spoke with a Russian. And then you find out some of these alleged Russians that they met with were contacts for the Obama administration. Then you find out the same Russians were hired by Hillary Clinton's team, as by the team they used to gin up information on Trump. That's what Mueller does. So I'm tired of this. Read the report. I did. It's what's not in the report that really matters.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ed. Ed, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
I got another. Yeah, pretty good. I got another angle on this Mueller thing.
Please.
Have you guys discussed this? That if this guy came into this, you know, his job of trying to figure out what was going on, and after about a month, he probably did, okay, but I'll give him 3 months. But it took him 22 and 40 million. And all those people that hated Trump, my angle is he was sent there to, well, he had the authority to get into everybody's file cabinet. So he was sent there to hide everything, hide all the crap that Hillary did and Obama, Lynch, Holder, hide it all and assure people on the inside that we got your back, wait Trump out. We got the file cabinets locked up. We burned the other stuff. And I think that that's why it took him 22 months.
Well, I think what's going to happen is Durham, they didn't do a good enough job, because I think Durham is interviewing people, and I think people are talking to him about what was done.
Well, I guess I got my tinfoil hat on, but I just think that it took him way too long.
You look good in tinfoil.
It took him way too long, and
I think what he's trying to do is he's trying to wait it through the election to get the Democrats in office.
Well, I believe that they always tend to stretch crap to the next election cycle, but wait it out and what have you. But I just think that he's too powerful. All of his friends are powerful. All of his friends are in on this, and he's doing his best to hide it, obstruct it, burn it. I don't know what he's shredding, but I'm just telling you, I think he's so on the inside. He's not looking for any justice. He's just looking to hide stuff and protect his friend.
Like I said, he is hiding. He didn't do a very good job. If you got this truck and page text and you got some of these emails that have come out, he didn't do a very good job.
True. Well, some of that stuff's going to come out. I guess everything. I'm talking the big stuff. I just really think the big wigs, the Holder, the Lynches, the Obamas, the Hillarys, and Podestas, and that kind of crowd are deep into all sorts of crap of all levels. But the conspiracy to get this man and to destroy him and somehow get him to resign is... it was a conspiracy, and I think that's what he is. He's not out to uncover it, Mueller. He's out to hide it.
Well, as I always say, we'll know in the fullness of time, I believe.
All right, man, thanks.
Thank you, Ed. Going to a break. Last segment coming up right after this.
Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Oh, wow. Running out of show again, Joey.
Indeed.
So let's try to speed through these next few clips here. And he's going to be talking about Mueller changing his story.
Dan, Mr. Mueller made it very clear at that press conference he had, look, you know, I don't want to go up to Capitol Hill, and if I did, I don't want to, but if I did, I would only say what's in the report. So do you think he's really going to stick by that?
I don't, because he can't keep this, Steve, he can't keep his own story straight. Bob Mueller's story has changed on why he failed to exonerate Trump on obstruction, which is an absurd legal standard, by the way. It's changed a few times. Remember, he already told Bill Barr it had nothing to do with this OLC memo, and then he gets up at the press conference and says, oh, the OLC memo did it, and then has to issue a correction later on, recorrecting his correction, saying, no, it wasn't the OLC memo. He can't keep his own story straight.
He can't keep his own story straight. And I tell you, the guy that I think Jim Jordan and Doug Collins are going to get in on this one. Let's go to the phones and go to our good friend Red Top. Red Top, how was your weekend, my man?
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Good.
Little bit of hot, little bit of cool. It's all right, man.
There you go.
Why didn't somebody just take Margaret Brennan and slap her?
Yeah, didn't you like that Liz Cheney interview?
I did, but I tell you one thing. Tell me if I'm mistaken. Was anybody doing any apologizing and said they wish Donald Trump hadn't said what they said? Did I hear her say that?
She said that everybody said that it was a regretful statement. I think it's about as far as she went.
I think that's pathetic. I think what he said was very clear and concise and true. I understood him clearly. And I'm one of those people that didn't finish college who doesn't know how to read and write, apparently. I had no problem understanding him. Kind of pissed off all the Republicans are even going even to that step. What he said was clear, and I agree with it totally. And may I say one other thing? Congress is supposed to be for checks and balances, right?
Right.
Especially the House of Representatives. Well, if they're so damn good at checks and balances, how do we end up $21 trillion in bank, in debt?
In debt.
Yeah. So
because it's not where that they have the power of the purse. So, and then the president.
That's right. It's up to them. So they obviously can't balance any checks.
Oh, okay.
Roll Tide. Go Trump. Thank you.
Take care. So much time. I tell you what I need to do. Let me move to Mike Pompeo here. Mike Pompeo has some very interesting things. The first thing he's going to address is going to be the border.
Also met with the Mexican Foreign Secretary. What came out of that meeting?
We had a number of things to talk about yesterday, Ainsley. Most importantly, immigration, the work that we're doing together to secure America's southern border, to keep America safe so that we know who's coming in and out of our country. These are things your viewers understand is the most basic duty of every nation. And we've made real progress. We signed an important historic agreement back in the beginning of June, and we've seen real progress since then. The numbers are down significantly. There's a long way to go. We have to make sure we maintain it. But the Mexican government has put thousands of soldiers on their southern border. They've worked hard with our Department of Homeland Security, our great men and women of ICE and CBP, to assist in making sure that those who come to America come here legally and don't come here illegally. There's lots of work to do, but I saw real commitment from the Mexican government. Look forward to continuing to take those numbers down and securing America's southern border.
Well, that sounds promising, but when you say there's still more work to do, in the last month of reporting, I think the number of people who entered our country illegally and were apprehended is still north of 100,000 in 1 month. I mean, you add that up, Mr. Secretary, that's over 1 million in a year. How low does the number have to go before the United States wants to talk seriously with Mexico about you gotta do more?
Yeah. Look, my message yesterday was, in fact, just that. It was there's been progress. I think when you see the numbers for our current month, for the month of July, you'll see them down. But they're still way too high. We need to get them down to where they were 20, 25 years ago. We need to take that and secure that southern border. We frankly, our objective is very clear. We want to make sure we know every single person that's coming across that border. We may not get to perfection, but there's an awful lot of work left to do. The good news is that this administration down in Mexico, President Obrador's administration, has devoted real resources to it. They've demonstrated their commitment. They've done things that the Mexican government has just simply refused to do for an awfully long time. And President Trump put America in a position where we could convince their government that this was in their best interest and in ours. I'm confident that their commitment will remain and will continue to make
Mr.
progress.
Secretary.
And if not, we'll make sure we get it right.
Now, the information that he was passing there, have you heard this on any network news? No, it's just totally invisible. Now, he's going to say something about El Salvador. Hopefully we can fit this in. Can we? Hit it.
You met with El Salvador's government.
Listen.
And you believe they're expressing a commitment to reduce the number of illegals coming here. But at the same time, we're hearing about ads on television in El Salvador that entice people to come to America. What tangible progress can you tell the American people from that country?
So I met with their new leader. He's been in office for 7 weeks. I think yesterday was his 50th or 51st day. This is a big shift from where that government was before. It was a Chavista government. It was a government that didn't take care of its own people, let alone have the capacity to work to reduce migration. The reason the people were leaving, because you had a completely dysfunctional government. And so we've asked very clear things from President Bukele. We want him to control those who are leaving his country. You know, he owned up yesterday in our press conference. He said, look, migration is because of the things we've not done, the things that the government has failed to do for its own people.
No kidding.
That's a sea change.
Yeah.
And he, by the way, took responsibility. He said this is El Salvador's responsibility. That's a good first step. It shows that.
Okay, I'm going to play the rest of that tomorrow. I'll play that again tomorrow. That is amazing that El Salvador's new president said that. Joey, yeah. I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Bidell the Great. He's next. Adios.